As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Rebecca. I mean, you got to work really hard to get kicked out of an Uber, don't you? I mean, well, they want your money. They want the stars. They want the good review, the whole thing. What did you do?
I was lazy, and it was easy for me. I feel like I'm usually a pretty happy-go-lucky person, but the rage I felt when this Uber kicked me out, I'm still pretty mad.
Okay, yeah. Were you in the middle of the road? Like, where were you?
So here's what happened. Let me like set the scene. So this was the day that you guys gave the assignment to Romeo to go hit on five women. Mm-hmm. So Abby and I went to go be his wing woman, and we had some drinks at like Lady Bird and the Beltline. Mm-hmm. I did nothing. I helped in no way at all. Abby was very helpful.
You filmed that one thing.
I did film that one thing.
It's on Twitter. People can see it.
I worked hard on that. Uh-huh. But Abby left around 7 because she had to go to dinner with her like lovely mother. And then Romeo and I stayed out for a lot longer, which is always a mistake. Every time Abby leaves next time, we're just going to leave too.
I got the most interesting text later that night. It was like 10:30. They're like, where are you? In bed.
Yeah.
Abby's like, you know we do a morning show, right?
Yeah, we were trying to keep it going. But around, 10:30, I would say, is when I called my Uber. Everything was normal. I am a perfect Uber patron. I have a great rating and score. Mm-hmm. I'm with Romeo. We're waiting on our Ubers. I get mine first. I hop in the Uber. I go maybe 15 feet down the street, and Romeo sees me get out, and he has the forethought to record as I'm coming back.
And I'm with Rebecca. And what just happened, Rebecca?
My Uber canceled on me. What the
But you were already in the car.
Yes, I was in the car. We drove maybe 100 feet, and he said, oh, sorry, I'm about to cancel this because I thought I was going to the airport, not Sandy Springs. Okay, great, I guess I'll get out.
Wait a second. So he had the location wrong, so he kicked you out of the car?
I have no idea. I get in the car. I swear to God, this took less than 30 seconds. I sit there. I say, hey, how are you? He says, hey, how are you?
It's already off-putting already.
I know. It's something about me, I think. He sees my address and he stops after 15 feet of driving and says, oh, I'm actually not trying to go to Sandy Springs right now. I'm trying to go back to like towards the airport. So yeah, I'm going to cancel this. Sorry.
You were going north. He wanted to go south.
So here's what I know about Uber and Lyft drivers. They don't know where they're going until they pick you up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they have your address. And then when they arrive there, it launches on exactly where they're supposed to go. I know this because I talked to an Uber driver that one time said that she picks up somebody and they wanted to go to like New York City. It was like a 2.5-day drive. And I'm like, so what did you do? And she's like, I called my daughter and I said, make arrangements for tonight because I'm not going to be home. And I drove this dude to New York City.
Yeah. And he wouldn't take you to Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs. I was in by the Beltline.
So for those that don't live in the city, I mean, you're talking about what? You're going to go 15 miles one way?
Oh, yeah. It was like 20 minutes at 10 o'clock. Oh, my God. I didn't understand. Oh, man. I was like, was it me? I put my AirPods in. Like, immediately, was that rude?
I'm not going to lie. I thought for some reason that you got in an Uber with Abby and Romeo and they kicked you out. Next week on The Bert Show.
What did Rebecca do?
So I'm curious, if you drive for Uber or Lyft, you can't do that. I would assume that is illegal, actually. You just can't drop somebody off. And say, hey, because...
Well, technically, she was still in the same spot, because he only went, like she said, like 15 to 100 feet.
He doesn't know my situation. I could be running. I could be stranded.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad at your driver. Like, it's late at night. You're a woman who's alone, and he just leaves you on the side of the road.
There's a small Latino boy sitting in the corner waiting for me.
Oh, my God.
He's looking shady.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was Romeo.
Romeo, would you like to defend yourself?
From the little baby chair that you're sitting in?
Listen. What did I do, Rebecca? No, the funniest thing of the night was, like, I said goodbye to Rebecca, and I, like, literally opened the door for her. She got in the Uber, and we had said our goodbyes, and so I sat there, like, waiting for my Uber, and then next thing I know, I look up, and I just see Rebecca walking back, like, doing, like, a walk of shame almost, coming back to me, and she's like, I got kicked out of my Uber. And she doesn't know what it is, but, like, the guy literally drove, like, 20 feet.
The only time I had anything similar to that happen was in Nashville outside of Nashville. Is that you and I together?
No, I don't think I was there, but I remember you recalling the story.
So we had to get up early in the morning, I think, to do the morning show somewhere. Maybe I was going to be at our station in Nashville. So I get out there super early in the morning. There's some taxis lined up, but I called an Uber. He gets there and then sees where I'm going and says, you know, no, I'm going to take the morning off. Take one of these taxis.
What?
It just decided right there.
Maybe these drivers have something against the Bert Show. Maybe there's like a group chat where they
That's
always
it.
Talk crap
Maybe.
About us.
It's another morning show setting us up. Jordan, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, what's up, Bert? So I used to be an Uber driver in Georgia, and if my car is their car, so they can do whatever they want. Like, if you get in the car and they're like, I don't want to do this, get out. They can kick you out because, you know, Uber really doesn't own the car. Mm-hmm. It's their property. So you get in the car, they're like, I don't really want you in here, and they can kick you out. So it doesn't matter where you're at.
Not illegal at all. Wow. You walk in there and you could get booted. It doesn't matter. That's crazy. Yep. That's crazy. So not illegal.
I'm going to start biking.
Just not polite.
The Bert Show.